secretive military research program. According to the Associated Press, the reporter's calls to the Air Force were met with no comment. The space plane that was launched into orbit is an X-37B, which looks like a miniature space shuttle. It launches vertically, but lands horizontally. One of the experiments on board the plane is a Mylar sail that measures around 32 meters. Once the plane is in orbit, the sail will be deployed and then will be propelled by the sun.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Galen Sanford, Jimmy Tardy, and Mike Klepfer. Our engineer is Ian Westmoreland. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Jenka Soderberg. A podcast of local stories from this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews, or look for us on Twitter at KBOO News. If you'd like to call your elected representatives about any issue you heard on the news tonight, here are the phone numbers, so get a pen or something to write with. The local number for Senator Ron Wyden is 503-326-7525. The number for Senator Jeff Merkley is 503-326-3386. Oregon Governor Kate Brown's number is 503-378-3111, and Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-823-4120. You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River 91.9 FM. I'm Jimmy Tardy.
And I'm Brian Pritchett. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7 o'clock is Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 o'clock on Voices from the Edge, host Dave Mazza discusses the state of homelessness in Portland with Israel Bayer, Executive Director of Street Roots. At 9 o'clock it's Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know, hosted by Teresa Mitchell. At 10 o'clock it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11 o'clock on Between the Covers, host Lisa Loving speaks with Cole Cohen about her new book, Headcase, My Brain, and Other Wonders, a memoir about her struggle to make her way and set up a life after doctors discovered a hole in her brain the size of a lemon. At 11:30, it's The Film Show, featuring news and interviews about the independent film scene in Portland. Thank you, KBOO members, for your support during our recent membership drive. If you missed it, no worries. You can still contribute by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
It's time for KBOO News from the Boo with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer.
The Wednesday news is over, which means it is time now for News from the Boo, our weekly program where we talk about things that are near and dear to us here at the station and in the greater KBOO listening community. Tonight, we are joined by station co-manager Monica Beamer and board member Delphine Crescenzo. Our phone lines will be open tonight. If you would like to call with a question or a comment, our number is 503-231-8187. That is 503-231-8187. Delphine, Monica, hello. How are you doing?
Hello, Brian.
Monica, how'd our spring membership drive go?
It was really good. Thank you. And thanks to everyone who supported KBOO. We had a goal of 95,000, and I think we're going to meet our goal. So yeah. Thanks for keeping KBOO strong with our KBOO community.
Though, as we mentioned, if you would like to donate, you still can every day of the year. Just because the drive is over does not mean we will not take your money. And we appreciate every penny.
Absolutely.
Delphine and also Monica, I'd like to talk a little bit today about something we covered briefly last week, mm-hmm. which is our mission and vision statement. We have the retreat coming up this weekend. Delphine, could you tell us a little more about where we stand with the mission statement and the retreat?
Yeah, so KBOO doesn't have a mission and vision statements, and we really need that in order to be able to, you know, articulate in just a few words what we do. These are kind of, you know, go-to statements that we could use for all kinds of purposes, including fundraising. And so we've started a process with a group of folks who've been working on what would be a good process to actually get a vision and mission statements. So we started, of course, with our membership and conducted a survey. Actually, maybe I'll share a little bit about some of the results of the survey in a minute. And so the survey ended on May 15th. And so the next step is going to be this Saturday, May the 30th, starting at noon, from noon to 4 p.m. There is a retreat that's for members. So if you are a KBOO member and you would like to share your input, your ideas, and kind of hold this wisdom for the rest of the membership, you could come on Saturday to the retreat. And for more details about location and the agenda, you can actually RSVP by emailing Monica. And her email is monica@kboo.org.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
What makes a good mission statement?
Monica, you go.
Well, I mean, this process makes a great mission statement because it involves people who have been really involved. And so it's, you know, a mission statement is a brief, it's only like two or three, sometimes it's even one sentence about what you do. And we do have a charter, and that will stay very important to us. Mm-hmm. And be one of our guiding stars. But the charter is longer than a mission statement traditionally is. So it's about two or three sentences that sum up in the thoughts of the folks who are helping with this, what we do. And
so the objective is to distill our station's purpose into the briefest statement possible.
And hopefully be inspirational while you do it.
And so it's a hard task, right? Which is why we need everybody's help.
Right.
So yeah, please come on down on May the 30th. I think it's going to be a very exciting process. So one of the first things that we're going to do is actually look more in depth at the results of the survey. And so maybe I can share a little bit about some of the information that we already collected with the survey. But then also at the retreat, we're going to delve deeper, kind of discussing what is the legacy of KBOO and what we see as the future. So let's talk a little bit first about the survey, and then we'll talk more about the next steps. So the survey, for about 3 weeks to a month, we kind of ask our membership to reflect on what impact KBOO has made on our community. And so this was kind of an open-ended question. So there's lots of amazing statements. I'm happy to read a couple that I really like. But some of the themes that we saw recurring among those statements made by people were really around the importance of the information and education that KBOO provides, the news and public affairs, really big top of the list for people, as well as access, inclusion, having unheard voices, the community voices, etc. Of course, community is kind of at the core. So these were some of the main themes that came out. We also ask folks to kind of share some keywords for them. If they only had three words to describe the world that KBOO is trying to create, what would these be? So among the top, inclusive, informed, fair, equal, of course, concept of egalitarian, anti-racist, aware community environment. All of this is present. Lots of great ideas. And we ask people to rank. Why do they turn to KBOO when they have so many other sources of information and entertainment available to them? And so the top three as to why people turn to KBOO: truth in journalism, which is awesome to hear right after we just finished listening to the local news.
Mm-hmm.
Well, secondly, the local focus, right? Mm-hmm. That's top two. And then three, room for different perspectives. And so I really think that these three things are, you know, part of the conversation, but there's so many other, you know, little subtleties that we would like to include. So come on down on May the 30th, maybe, to help us. And we'll be delving more into some of the results. Now, if you are interested in actually who responded, so members responded, members who are also volunteers, programmers, but also listeners. There was staff, all staff actually took the survey. Mm. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Board members also took the survey. I did a little average, and it looks like the average age was 54 years old. Mm. I think at KBOO we're always trying to find ways to be very creative with engaging all folks. Mm-hmm. So the survey is also telling in other ways, you know, of areas we need to continue to focus on. And as far as gender, pretty equal. 37 ladies responded, 36 men. We had one trans person and one gender non-conforming male also who took the survey. So that was great. And folks said that they listened mainly on the radio. There was 31 who said online, 66 on the radio, and only 3 on phone apps. So we have a new app coming up, so we hope that that will change after we have that available. So great information.
Was there anything contained in the survey that was unexpected? Did you see any results that really kind of took you by surprise?
Yeah, I would say what really surprised me is more who took the survey and kind of like the breakdown. I'm always kind of curious about who listens to KBOO. But as far as the actual you know, things that made it to the top, I would say that some of my ideas also made it to the top.
It was really fun to read and inspirational. Mm-hmm. And we had about 100 surveys,
yeah,
is that right? And about
responses,
and we also
yeah.
made it available at the station. I hand-entered about 20, I think.
Mm-hmm. And can listeners check out the results?
Yes, absolutely. So great question. So yes, the results are available online. So there's both kind of a summary that's available, like I just shared with you, and then there's also just the raw data. If folks are just interested in reading everything and all the answers, then that's also available. So folks can go to the main page and there's information there.
So let's talk a little bit about the retreat this Saturday.
Yeah.
What's the format going to be? Is there going to be, is everyone going to participate as one group? Are you going to break up into smaller groups? Mm-hmm. Is there going to be some sort of structured agenda? Will there be treats? Yeah.
Yes, there will be lots of treats, coffee, snacks, and others. Yes, it's going to be, you know, very collaborative. We are envisioning folks sitting in the circle and kind of having a whole group conversations. But also, we are going to invite folks to do some personal thinking about some of the results because we also want the folks who are coming to be able to express, you know, fully everything that they're bringing to the table about their knowledge of KBOO. But we also want them to be able to hold all this knowledge of the rest of the membership. And so we are also going to be doing some pairs activities, some groups of four, some bigger group activities. So yeah, it's going to be, you know, pretty active and interactive. And when folks are SVP by emailing Monica, her email monica@kboo.org, they will get a little bit more information about the retreat, including the location, and then also the agenda. I'll be sending on Friday morning the agenda to everybody who
Monica,
are SVPs.
Have you received a good response so far?
Yeah, we hope more folks will come, but yes, mm-hmm. it's good.
Yeah, as many people as want to show up, we'll make room for them?
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a dozen folks right now, which I think is great. It would be a great retreat with
just a
dozen folks. But really, we want to encourage as many people who want to participate to come. Because it's a hard task, so we rely on folks.
Delphine, are you going to be facilitating the retreat?
I'm going to be co-facilitating the retreat with Christine Dupree, who is a KBOO member as well and a professional facilitator. Her and I have been working behind the scene to make it happen. We are ready.
And then what's the timeline after the retreat to getting these ideas kind of boiled down into a succinct statement?
So then the ideas from the survey and the retreat go to the board and staff retreat, which is taking place in June. And then we will hopefully at that time come up with a proposal of a mission and a vision statement. And then that will go back out to the membership for input, for, you know, just comment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the board and staff at another point in July We'll look at the comments, see if there's any friendly amendments, and basically, hopefully by that time, we'll know what our mission and vision statement is.
And so hopefully we'll announce it at the annual meeting, the KBU annual meeting, which is happening in September.
Excellent. Well, we have 1 minute left. So Monica, do you have anything else you want to talk about that's going on at the station?
Well, as always, there are some great events going on, and folks can always go to kboo.fm down on the right-hand side and get more information. But so Thursday, May 28th, there's the Student Debtors Assembly. That's from 2 to 4 p.m. in the Portland State University Park blocks. And that sounds interesting. It invites students, debtors, teachers, folks to come and have a public talk about debt and the myths and taboos, and also to learn how to change the state of debt. And so that should be interesting. And also the Village Building Convergence is starting Friday, May 29th. And so there's more information there. That is hands-on action, sustainable community projects at more than 20 sites around Portland. There'll be workshops, natural building, lots of stuff. And so folks can find out more on our website about that as well. And then Monday, June 1st at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, which is located at 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland, there is the movie COINTELPRO 101. And so it's open to, of course, all ages, the public and disability affirmative space. So it's a film screening and thoughtful discussion about the political repression in U.S. history, often termed COINTELPRO 101. It's a one-hour film documentary produced by the Freedom Archives. And so, yeah, that's, and folks can go to our website to find out more.
Well, Delphine, Monica, thank you very much for joining us this week, and we will talk to you all next week.
KBOO Portland.